Shami Beit Daf Yutes New Perik Yom Tov Shachal Yosbev Shabbos. The Mishnah is talking about this Perik. If Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, then you have the idea: what about cooking for Shabbos? How do you prepare the Deraisa? It's Usher to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and the Chumim allowed it with an Erev Tavshilin. When is it allowed? What is allowed? We'll see in the Gemara as it moves along. You can't do bechila, you're not allowed to cook. But you can cook for yom tov. You prepare for yom tov, that you're allowed to do. As we know that you're allowed to prepare for yom tov. And in a regular day yom tov, you're allowed to prepare. So the bim hoiser, leftover food for Shabbos. Hoiser, you can live it over. Then you can use it on yom Shabbos. You didn't cook for Shabbos, you cook for yom tov. So you'll be able to leave it over. It says the Kabbalah to explain. Since Ikru L'Shem Shabbos, you cooked it Ikru L'Shem Shabbos, that you can't L'Shem Yom Tov, you cooked it for Yom Tov, not for Shabbos. What's left over is left over, that you'll be able to do. So you can use it, let's have Yom Tov, you can, so what do we see? Gemara explains, what do you do? Gemara explains that they say that you're allowed to prepare cooked food on Erev Yom Tov, and designate as an Erev Tov. Shim Zabal Shabbos and rely on it on Shabbos to cook for us as if you would like to be able to go ahead and cook and use it for Shabbos. Been cooking Yom Tov for Shabbos, so you've been an Erev Tov Shilin. And we're going to explain how that works. What is the Erev Tov Shilin? Two cooked things. You have to have two cooked dishes. And we'll see why. No, to be explained to be Erev Tov Shilin. Misalom Tov Shilin. Even one dash is enough. Moedim Adag Beit Zishalop. Rabbi Shammai agrees. Basically, if you have fish with an egg upon it, that's really considered like two. It's enough. That's considered as if there's shnei tavshilin. You don't have to have two separate things, but you have like a fish coated with egg. That's already enough to be considered like two, and it'll be sufficient. And we'll see why you need to have two. What's the reason for it? To be able to do so. Now, what happened? Ochlu ha-shabbos. What happened is, if you ate the erev, it was lost before you finished cooking for Shabbos. You can't use it anymore. You can't rely on it like a tequila. Shehi amen culture, but even a little bit left over, even a small amount, then some of you can rely on it. So if it was gone, that tafsha left, you can't use it. But if it's a small amount, you can still be samech on it to use that erev tafshilin, whatever the remnants, whatever's left from it, to be able to cook with it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that you'd be able to do. This is the Mishnah. We'll see the Gemara's going to explain what the Machlokes is and what when it applies, when it's applicable, when it's not. So the Mishnah says that Yom Tov, because of the teaching, Gemara says, explains what's the law. We have a Brisa. That we let cook, that we let bake, let cook. If there's some Yom Tov person has Erev Shabbos, you want to cook a Shabbos for Yom Tov, so it says that what you want to bake on Yom Tov, you bake, which you ready to for Yom Tov. You want to cook on Yom Tov, you want to cook for something for later. If you want to bake on Yom Tov, you have to prepare Shnei Tavshilin before Yom Tov to be able to go ahead and cook on Yom Tov for the next day. That's what we seem to be telling you, that Pasik. That's the way he learns the Pasik. You can bake on Yom Tov only what you already baked before. And Erev Tov Shilin, you have to have your baked food for Erev Tov Shilin to what you baked before. And you have to have something cooked to be able to go cook before. So Erev Tov Shilin has to have something cooked and baked in order to be able to cook and bake on a Yom Tov for Shabbos. You don't have to have a cooked and a baked item. If you have just a cooked item, it's enough already to bake and cook on it. You don't have to have a separate baked thing to be able to go ahead and have the bake. Even that's sufficient enough to be able to do it. What's the machlokas based on? We're going to see based upon the psukim. Right? Let's both Yeshua agree. In order to allow cooking, you have to have a cooked food. And machlokas says, if you want to bake, do you have to have a baked item or is the cooking enough? So that's the machlok. What's the machlok? What's the time of Rabbi Lezer? What's the time of Rabbi Lezer? Cooking and baking. So you see, you have two separate things in the posse. You have to have one for each one. You have to have baking, and a davar afor for cooking, for baking, and a davar afor for cake. That's very simple. The posse is clear. If Yeshua says no, sometimes Yeshua is a davar ashatov eshel bashelu. That which you wish to bake or cook, if you have already cooked, it's enough, it's a boat. So you see the Torah, read it the pasuk that way, even for cooking and baking, as long as you have something cooked, it's already considered sufficient. That is the machlokes, how to read the pasuk between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, whether it's enough to have a davar mavushal, you also have to have a davar afiyah. So after Rabbi Elazar, Price which learns halacha is follows one who says in Shabbos is already given the Mishnah Bemara. It was given the Mamara. Since they already had the Issa Bemara, the Issa Shabbos, even before Matan Torah, they already told you the halacha, the man is falling down, and you have the din of Erev Tov Shilin already there. Ramkam and Malabash Nisum Shabbos. According to the man says the Ba'olosh, it was given to Olosh. The Alaka was given together with the mana. The Shabbos was given in Olosh. We'll see, explain what that means. But Mela, then Alpaka the Pasik. Om the Ba'olosh, Masim Olosh. The Chum was standing in Olosh, and they were warned about Shabbos in Olosh. So the Pasik's telling in Olosh that tells you that the first time they heard about Shabbos was there. It's not extra. It's not extra. Then you can't learn out the laws of Erev Tashilin from here, because the Pasik is Meduyik. Olosh Nitna Shabbos. Only if you learn out that it was given by Mara, then it's extra by Olosh. Then what's it telling you? Telling you that Allah is there for you have a pasuk could be a remez for Erev Tavshilin. If it's you need it for itself, and a chus, you need it for itself. If you don't have an extra pasuk for that, the Gemara says, how do we learn? How does it work? How does an Erev Tavshilin? What's the lamas? What's the mitzvahs? You cook Erev Shabbos, you have an Erev Tavshilin. You cook on Yom Tov, so Erev Shabbos make an Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov. You can cook. How does that work? I said, come on, let's go see. Let's learn. Gemara says, that allows you to do it. Maybe that's what it means. I don't understand. If the Torah says it's also to cook, how's an Eif Tavshilin come along and be matar? Rabbanan come along and be matar? And it's a daraisa. I'm Ravahu, but then I show you off the Bashman Yom Tov Shabbos. Really bad sim, you can do it. But the Raisa, you can go ahead, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos afterwards. Rabbanan says you can't do it. And Rabbanan says you can't do it. I'm okay, and Afu, Bashman Yom Tov Lachol. They will come to come bake and call on Yom Tov for do it as well. They don't want you to do it. So they may, therefore, Rabbanan says you can't do it. So Teres and Eif Tov Shilin is going to be matir. In other words, Eif Tov Shilin is not being matir, the Raisa. And the Raisa, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos for Yom Tov. A lot of cookers man Yom Tov for Shabbos afterwards. The Rabbanan come along and say, no, if we allow you to do that, then you'll do it on a regular Shabbos, regular Yom Tov for on a Monday. You'll do it for Tuesday also, once we allow you to cook for the next day. So Rabbanan said, you can't do it. Comes to Erev Tavshilin and says, then in that case, we allow you to do it. We're not afraid of Rabbanan to make a gzeira. And with the Rosh Muk, it's one way to learn it. It's a common another way to learn it. Ma'atzin is immediately Yom Tov Shabbos. You gotta go make beds on Yom Tov for Shabbos. I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. I am a measure on the other, but you can't go bake an Erev Shabbos on the other. What's the big difference? Why can you go ahead and you can't cook an Erev bake without an Erev Tavshilin? But you gotta go ahead and Ma'atzin is amitos. What's the pshat? What's the difference? I'm Rav Ilo, Ilo Matzim Yom Tov. Why, Taka, can you do it? You got to make beds. I'm Matzim, as Amidos, Melel Shabbos, Shabbos. Did you make beds on Shabbos night for Shabbos? But maybe you can make beds on Shabbos for the next day. It's not a problem. You're not doing anything wrong. There's no malacha. But you offer your Bashem Yom Tov Shabbos? Ain't no from Bashem Yom Tov. But you don't bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That we don't do. So if you don't do, you don't bake for that. Maybe if you don't bake for that, maybe it's considered a malacha. Without that halacha, what I have to feel, it would be awesome. So you see, therefore, it's a big enough community between Matzim and Amidos and cooking. And Mara said, "Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Abba, b'vachli yarim. One can go ahead cook on Yom Tov. You cook Yom Tov for Shabbos as long as it's not Arama to go live cooking for Shabbos. It means you're doing it. Says the Mishnah, but it means you're doing it. Bad sim. You're cooking. You have left over. But just to do it by Arama, we're not really doing it. You're not really having guests. You don't really need it. Doing it anyway by Arama that we don't want you to do. We want you to go ahead." And do it in a way where you need it. You have to need it. You can need it because you have leftovers. You don't need it. It's time to doing it by Rama. But you need to do it. You have guests coming. You have not enough food for the family. Then you go ahead. You look by Erev Tashilin's matter. But if you don't, otherwise, to do it. It's time. It's by Rama. You don't need it. That we don't want you to do.